You're listening to the Ryan Wayne Salon Podcast featuring Joseph Ryan and Donna Lee. Even just sitting there listening to this podcast, you look fabulous. Well, welcome you guys to the Ryan Wayne Salon Podcast. I'm Donna Lee with this amazing, beautiful man over here.
Hello, I'm Joseph Hughes. How are y'all?
That's right, you have a last name.
Oh, yeah, I usually say Joseph Ryan, huh?
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, well,
Joseph,
you know,
Ryan Hughes.
I forgot to tell everybody I got married. I'm sure you didn't notice this little rock on my finger, but
the size of my face, that little rock.
I love your face. So beautiful.
It's highlighted by Joseph Ryan and the Ryan Wayne Salon.
Cosmetics. Yes, you are just
beautiful.
The perfect mannequin walking around advertising all of our services.
Well, I have a question. What is Nathan's middle name?
Wayne.
Nathan. Oh, I knew that. Oh, my God.
Nathan Wayne Hughes.
Ryan Wayne Salon. Duh. Yeah. Totally forgot. In
you
my
forgot
head, he
the
was
origin.
Nathan Hughes. Okay.
You need to go back to podcast one, girl.
Wow.
Like,
I do.
We talked about this for a long time.
In the beginning. I remember the day I saw you on TikTok and I called the number to see if I could get a consultation. And I was begging them, do a consultation with Ryan.
Yeah.
I just like everybody.
Ryan.
Yeah, and the little sweet girl who was working and answered the phone explained the whole name system to me. And I was like, I don't care. I just need a
the
consultation.
Well, and that's why on my schedule, it used to just be Joseph. And then we changed it to Joseph Ryan. Because when people get their text confirmation, they see the name Ryan still. So that they're not like, wait, I thought I was with Ryan. You know, because they're like, who's Joseph?
Oh, that makes sense.
And I still have some clients to this day that still call me Ryan. And I'm just like, you know, I'm just going to let it ride. It's fine. It's my middle name.
It ain't hurting.
That's
nobody.
How you know if they've been here for 20 years, 10 years, or a couple months, right?
That's
so
funny.
It's all good.
Well, here we are with Joseph Ryan.
Hello, Donna Lee. So, you know, we're both animal lovers, right? I know you have a lot. How many do you have?
I have 8 inside pets and 2 stray cats that are now our outside cats. So 10 mouths every morning to feed and every night. It's a lot.
Not including yourself and your husband.
Oh, I forgot about those two. Oh, that's 12. That's a lot more than I planned.
Yeah. And then how does your lovely husband feel about all these animals?
You know, he likes to joke with people that I'm the crazy one. But I have 100 videos of him on all fours and his hands and his knees on the couch telling the babies that all the puppies and the cats, they're his babies and he loves them and they came from his womb and his C-section scars are healing nicely. It's all his.
Oh,
he
gosh.
Loves it. We're perfect for each other.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, we would have more if we could.
Well, I kind of feel the same way. You know, we at one point had 6 dogs and then 2 of the elders had passed away, Gucci and Prada. And so we were down to 4. Mm-hmm. And then we adopted the 2 cats, you know, from behind the salon. And of course, my macaw and the saltwater aquarium.
Right.
And I've been telling everybody, I'm like, we are not getting any more animals. The next animals that are coming in this house are human babies because that's all I have patience for. I'm not doing it. Nathan was on board with it. No, we're not getting any more animals. And then my brother Ben comes to the salon one day and tells me about the litter of golden doodles that he had. And there's only one left, and you know, it was probably gonna go to an attorney, but what a boring life. And don't you think you need another dog? And I was like, well, I don't know. Let me see. Just bring her up here and then we'll see how I feel if we have a connection.
Famous
and you know,
last words.
When you see those little puppy eyes, how can you resist them? So she's blonde and has green eyes and she's so sweet and so little
she's
and so cute.
Cute
and little puppy breath and everything.
Her paws.
I have a scar.
Already?
I didn't tell you this. Yeah, like her claws were so sharp
when she
was first put in my lap and then she stepped. All she did was step up on my arm on my bicep and it scratched me and cut me, and so I was like, literally I have a scar and it's 2 lines, so I'm like, now I just have to complete it and make it an H,
right?
And then it's gonna be
tattoo
for Heidi. Yeah.
Oh my goodness,
this bitch came in my life and put a mark on my body
she
from day
you.
One anyway, so Nathan's birthday was around January 31st, as you know. And so I try to spin this and I say, Nathan, your birthday present just got here. And he's like, that dog? No, send it back. I don't want it. I'm not interested. No, thank you.
Uh-oh.
And I said, Nathan, she's so cute. And she's the last one. And she's blonde. And she has green eyes. And she's everything I ever wanted and needed. And I just love her so much. And she's going to be so good for the kids because she's going to be bigger. And they can pull her ears and they won't mind. And it's just going to be perfect. And he was like, no, absolutely not. Do not get that dog.
Oh,
I am not
God.
Kidding. I am not joking. Do not get that dog.
How did you get around that?
So I told my brother to leave the building and leave the dog. And so he did. And I thought, you know, Nathan is pretty easy to get along with as long as I put out at the end of the night. Like, it'll be fine. Well, that didn't happen.
Uh-oh.
We, in 13 years of being together and living together and married for 12 and a half, have never not slept in the same bedroom until this dog.
Heidi.
You know, what did you say? You knew a bitch would get between us.
No, that's what Kimberly
said. Oh, Kimberly said that. And so, yeah, I had to sleep in the guest room, which is where you usually stay.
Uh-oh.
Because we're crate training her, and yeah. She was in a new house, and she was scared, and she was crying because she didn't know where she was. I mean, you know my floors are all white and glossy. She was scared to walk on the floor. She was like, where am I? What is this place? So I took her up there, and I'm trying to calm her down and get her to go to sleep and everything. I have to get up with her every few hours to take her out like a puppy and everything. It's been so long since I've had a puppy. I really forgot what I signed up for.
Uh-oh.
But I maintained that I was like, this is just warming me up for kids. You know, I'm like already going to kind of get in the routine, and at least I can put her in a crate.
Yeah, right. Right.
Like, there's some benefits here.
Uh-oh.
Well, Nathan just kept thinking that I would eventually get rid of the dog because he was just like not having it.
Yeah.
Luckily, he loves me a whole lot. And he, like, after a couple of days, she's really good at the crate training. Like, she really stays quiet now. And so it's like, well, I can put her in the crate in our bedroom, and then that way I can hear her, and then it won't disturb Nathan. Cause his whole thing is, I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah.
I'm not getting up with her. I'm not doing this. Like, absolutely not. And you're not going to interrupt my peace and sleep and all of that.
Okay.
So even if I'm so exhausted and I'm dying on the inside, I can't even express it. I have to suffer silently because he'll look at me. He's like, are you having fun yet? I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, this is such a blessing. I'm literally like dying inside. Like, I'm so tired. Oh, I'm so tired. And so she has so much energy. Like, I forgot puppy energy, but then also she's bigger. So she wants to actually run. Like, run. And so I we got her the day weekend we got her, it was raining. Wasn't even like a good time to go outside. So I'm like, thank God the dog park area where they go potty is turf.
Right.
And I just took her on the tennis court, which is just concrete, because I'm like, just run and get wet. It's okay. It's just water. There's no mud at least.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm like out there in my nightcap and my bonnet and my robe.
Oh, I saw that on social media.
Yes.
That's the one where Cindy was on the other side taking the same video.
Throwing the damn tennis ball because she's got so much energy in the morning. And I also don't want to be that dog owner or parent that doesn't spend time with them, you know? Like, I could easily leave her with the nanny like in the living room, but I'm like, no, like the morning and the evening's the only time I get with her, so I need to spend it with her. So anyway, it's been fun, and you know, slowly and steadily Nathan is warming up to her.
I saw him snuggle just a second ago. Yeah. He reached down for her and gave her a little doggy hug.
Oh, he wants to kill me, and he's like, what happened, Joseph? We were on the same page. We both said no more animals. And right, he's like, we had 3 months of peace and you stole them from me.
Oh,
like,
no.
You stole my last 3 months of freedom.
You've got 18 years. It's fine.
I know.
You've got human babies. It'll be fine.
I know. So anyway, I'm like, I guess I'm a bad husband because I literally went against his wishes 100%. And so you guys just like comment. Let me know. Should I apologize or... Like, what should I do?
I can see him softening around the dog, though. So I saw that.
Yeah. Well, and like last night, for example, we're making progress. I fell asleep on the couch. And when I woke up, because I realized it was like quieter, you know, it's like whenever you hear hustle, bustle.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had got up and took her out. And he doesn't take any of the animals out. I always have to take them out. So I think that we're making progress. And I I asked him, I'm like, do you love her yet? And he's like, not yet. Like,
not
he's
yet.
Not opened up his heart yet, but I know he wants to. And she is going to be so good, because if you do any research about that breed with kids,
yes,
they are so,
so
playful and so fun, mm-hmm. and they're smart. And like, our dogs are so little, you know, Wayne's only 4 pounds, and a little baby with that iron grip when they grab by the ear and pull.
Right.
I just know he's going to not only freak out, but he's going to snap or something, you know? So I'm thinking this is going to be the kids' dog. They're going to grow up together. And we had her for a few months before the kids get here. So she'll be kind of trained, you know, like kind of.
How old is the puppy?
She's now, I think she was 10 weeks when I got her.
Oh,
so she's
cute.
Probably going on 13 weeks or 14.
Oh, you've had her just that short amount of time. Oh, so
it's just been like 3 going on 4 weeks since I got her. Mm. But she's so fun. And I mean, if your guys are wanting a puppy, don't do it if your husband says absolutely not, because it's a little stressful.
Sure. I did that once. I went out to see kittens and I took the cat carrier, and my husband was like, "Where are you going with the cat carrier?" I said, No. I'm just going to look at the kittens. Then I'm not going to bring one home." And he goes, "But you're literally carrying a cat carrier." And yeah. I was like, "It's just, I'm going to go look at the kitten." And I came home. That cat is now 23 pounds and he's the best cat in the world. And my husband thinks that that's one of the animals that came from his womb.
Yeah.
So Nathan will eventually.
I know, he'll get there. He's like that with everything I make him do. Yeah. You know, I always, and then he gets mad. He's like, "I'm so sick of you getting everything you want." I'm like, "Baby, that should make you happy. Like, you're such a good husband. You literally give me everything that I want. Like, this is a great relationship." He's like, "What about me? What about what I want?" I'm like, "You don't know what you want. Just trust me.
It's a win-win for you.
I know. And I think that if I'm happy, then you should be happy that I'm happy. And then that should make you happy.
There you go. Ugh. I love your logic.
It's so simple.
Okay.
I mean,
I adopted it.
You know, like girl math, it's gay math. I don't know. It's just what I'm doing. It's how I'm living my life. But anyway, if you guys want to see pictures or videos of this precious little baby, go look at our social media, Joseph Ryan Wayne or Ryan Wayne Salon on Insta, TikTok, and all the places. And she already got her first haircut because, you know, she's a Colleyville girl and she's looking real good. Just saying, long, sexy legs, and she's got that blonde hair. You know, I love a blonde.
Her paws, they're like little furry pancakes. They're just so cute. Oh, my God.
And she's so floppy right now. She's clumsy. So floppy.
She ran straight into a chair earlier and I thought she hurt herself. Yeah. She's just adorable.
She's just crazy. Love her. Well, anyways, you guys pray for me that, number one, I'm still alive and also
married.
Still married. Yeah. And that, I mean, we've been in the same bed, so that's good. It was only 2 nights.
But oh, okay.
I was like, "Whoa, this was a little terrifying." Anyway, thank you all for listening. Remember to like, follow, share, and enjoy your hair.
Thank you for listening to the Ryan Wayne Salon Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Clapper. We'll see you next week.